Our top local story is an update to breaking news that we've been following all morning long out of Callahan, where Nassau County Sheriff's deputy was injured critically, we're being told by the sheriff's office, being shot during a traffic stop. Active manhunt is underway for the suspected shooter. Live team coverage in the Breaking News Center with WOKV's Chase Bunker.
That's right, Rich. They're looking for Patrick McDowell. He's a 6-foot white male, 35 years old. We have a photo of him at WOKV.com. If you see him, do not approach him. Call Nassau County Sheriff's. He is believed to be armed and dangerous. Here's what we know right now. The shooting took place near Higginbotham Road and State Road 301. The deputy pulled over McDowell for a traffic stop when the deputy was shot multiple times. We don't know what led up to that point still as of yet. But the deputy right now is still in life-threatening condition. There was another person in the car with McDowell, and they're cooperating with police. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the area, it is a residential area, and police are telling everyone to stay at their homes at this time. Now, Callahan area parents just got this email moments ago. Due to the road closures directed by Nassau County Sheriff's Office, buses may not be able to retrieve students from their local bus stops. Also adding, if you're able to keep your child home from school today, the absence will be excused. Also, drop-off areas will be delayed this morning. Any student arriving at the Callahan area schools will be starting their day with a modified lockdown schedule. Nassau County Sheriff's Office say they'll have another briefing later on in the morning. Reporting live from the Breaking News Center, Chase Bunker, 104.5 WOKV.
709, Jacksonville's only all-news morning show continues, and back to breaking news in Nassau County, where a sheriff's deputy has life-threatening injuries following a shooting very early this morning during a traffic stop. CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News Jax's Megan Moriarty has been in Callahan all morning long. It's off Highway 301, a residential area. The sheriff's office, Megan, putting out some guidance to the community and the school information as well about road closures that are going to be in the area, and if it's best to just keep your kids home today to keep them safe. As an active manhunt is underway for a suspect, can you kind of paint a picture for how chaotic the scene looks right now?
Yeah, Rich. So when we got here, I would say when we were able to finally get to the scene down the road, I would say it was, you know, a little bit before 6 a.m. And it was just a massive police presence. Not even just police. It was JSO, FHP. I even saw an Atlantic Beach police patrol car as well. Obviously, the Nassau County Sheriff's Office, Nassau Fire Rescue, JFRD. We're seeing the SWAT team here, who I was told has been out here since 2 a.m. So this is a massive manhunt. It's just a steady flow of all these different agencies searching for this man. Now, we were moved 3 miles away from the scene, and they just told us they didn't want us filming it anymore, so we are respectfully staying back. There was some confusion earlier. You know, on air, we brought a briefing on air, and the Nassau County Sheriff's Office showed us a photo of a man who they said was the suspect, and they're now saying that they have different pictures that they'd like us to use, that the pictures prior were incorrect. So I know that you guys updated that. We updated that as well, so people can look online to find that photo. But the man's name is Patrick McDowell, and it's spelled M-C-D-O-W-E-L-L. I would describe him, you know, shavedish head, has a little bit of hair. It looks like he has some gauges, light eyes, white male. He was born in 1986, so in his early 30s, mid-30s, and he's 6 foot tall. So he is considered to be armed. So if you do see him, do not approach him. You should call the police.
Obviously, the sheriff's office in touch with the deputy's family, so we don't have a name or any other information about the law enforcement officer who has been injured. Do we know anything more about the circumstances surrounding the events that led up to the shooting? And have they provided any update on the condition other than saying life-threatening?
They have not provided an update yet. I understand that they're still talking with family, so I think out of respect, they're waiting for that. The deputy is at U.S. Health, and what we're told is that, you know, this was a routine traffic stop, and not they couldn't tell us exactly what led up to the shooting portion of this, but this deputy stopped the man that I mentioned, and there was a female in the car. A shooting happens. The deputy was shot multiple times. That female is assisting law enforcement. She's cooperating. She's been helpful. And that suspect, he fled on foot, for lack of a better word. And like I said, you know, all out manhunt here. We're seeing JSO's helicopter up in the air, as well as drones, and there's dogs out here as well.
All right, stay on scene, obviously, and keep us up to date. The moment that we get any new information on whereabouts of this Patrick McDowell, we will bring it to you here on the radio, on TV, on Fox 30, Action News Jax this morning, and certainly in the 104.5 WOKV app. Megan, thanks. Our top local stories continuing coverage of breaking news out of Nassau County and Callahan specifically, where Highway 301 has been a mess, a sea of law enforcement activity. A Nassau sheriff's deputy shot and gravely wounded in the early morning hours during a traffic stop. An active manhunt continues at this very moment for the suspected shooter. And the very latest developments live in the Breaking News Center. Here's WOKV's Chase Bunker.
That's right, Rich. They are calling this an all-out manhunt. Multiple agencies are right now currently helping with this investigation.
I'm afraid to list them because I'm afraid to miss one. But yes, JSO's out here, FHP, NCSO, ATF, probably any agency you can name is out here right now looking for this guy.
And that guy they're talking about is Patrick McDowell. He's a 6-foot white male, 35 years old. We have a photo of him up at WOKV.com. He left the scene on foot. So if you see him, do not approach him. Call Nassau County Sheriff's. He's believed to be armed and dangerous. Here's what we know right now. The shooting took place near Higginbotham Road near State Road 301. The deputy pulled over McDowell for a traffic stop when the deputy was shot multiple times. Now, there was a woman in the car with McDowell, and she's cooperating with the investigation. As for the deputy, he's currently at U.S. of health after suffering life-threatening injuries. There's no update on his condition. Police have closed off 301 for an indefinite amount of time, and Callahan parents got this email about 30 minutes ago. Buses may not be able to retrieve students at some local bus stops due to some of the road closures, adding if you're able to keep your child home from school today, the absence will be excused and drop-off areas may be delayed this morning. Now, if the students are going to school today, they will start their day off on a modified lockdown schedule. Nassau County Sheriff's Office is currently holding a meeting internally right now, and they'll have another briefing for everyone later in the morning. Reporting live from the Breaking News Center, Chase Bunker, 104.5 WOKV.
Our top local story continuing coverage of breaking news out of Nassau County, where a manhunt is underway for a man suspected of shooting and severely injuring a sheriff's deputy.
He shot one of our deputies. I would consider him dangerous and don't approach him.
Patrick McDowell, the suspect's name. We have not yet been able to confirm the name of the deputy who was involved at UF Health in Jacksonville on the north side of Jacksonville now, critical care unit. And live team coverage continues at the hospital in the Springfield area with Action News Jax's Alicia Tarancon. Any update from the sheriff's officer guidance on the deputy's condition?
So far, we just know that he is fighting for his life over here at UF Health. As you mentioned before, the Nassau County Sheriff's Office, they tell us that his injuries are life-threatening. I know we did reach out to ask a little bit more information about this deputy. They said they'll be releasing more information on him later today. And again, UF Health, this is the closest trauma center to Nassau County. And throughout the morning, you know, we couldn't communicate it enough. Our thoughts are with the family of this deputy and the Nassau County Sheriff's Office. Of course, being in law enforcement, it's just a very dangerous job.
One would imagine that at some point we'll see law enforcement there to huddle around the family and show them support. But there's still a manhunt underway for the suspect. So I'm imagining you're not seeing a whole lot of presence there, huh?
No, still, it seems to be the typical operation here at UF Health. I know we're monitoring the situation. And at this point, we're really just waiting for any updates on how this deputy's doing. And
indeed,
of course, we're going to be updating you throughout the day.
Yeah, if you get any information, Alicia, let us know. We'll get you right back on the air, and we'll stay up to date with the Nassau Sheriff's Office as well throughout the morning. And that search for the suspected shooter continues at this hour. You can see an updated photo and description of Patrick McDowell in our story that we pushed out earlier in the WOKV app. And breaking news, our top story out of Nassau County. The ongoing search for a suspect who is considered to be armed and dangerous following the shooting of a Nassau County Sheriff's deputy in the early morning hours during a
deputies, I would consider him dangerous and don't approach him.
Live team coverage continues in the Breaking News Center with WOKV's Chase Bunker.
That's right, Rich. They're calling this an all-out manhunt. Multiple agencies are currently helping with the investigation. FHP, JSO, ATF, JFRD, NCSO. They all have helicopters, drones, dogs. They're all looking for this guy. His name is Patrick McDowell. He is a 6 foot white male, 35 years old. We have a photo of him up by our story at WOKV.com. He left the scene on foot, so if you see him, please do not approach him. Just call police. He is believed to be armed and dangerous. What we know right now is the shooting took place on Higginbotham Road near State Road 301. The deputy pulled over McDowell for a routine traffic stop when he was shot multiple times. Now, there was a woman in the car with McDowell, and she's currently cooperating with the investigation. As for the deputy, he's currently at UF Health right now under life-threatening condition. Police have closed off the 301 for an indefinite amount of time due to the investigation, and Callahan parents got this email about an hour ago saying if they're child has to stay home from school today, the absence will be excused because of road closures. Also, drop-off areas may be delayed due to the 301 being closed down. Students arriving at school today will be also starting on a modified lockdown schedule. Nassau County Sheriff's Office had a meeting internally about a few minutes ago. They will be having another briefing for the media later on this morning. Of course, when we get more information, we will let you know. Reporting live from the Breaking News Center, Chase Bunker, 104.5 WOKV.
Our top local story this morning.
We're just offering free meals to all of our law enforcement. It's basically just like the smallest thing that we can do to show our support.
The community rallying around the family of Nassau County Sheriff's Deputy Joshua Moyers, who passed away on Sunday, 2 days after he had been shot during a traffic stop. The suspect, Patrick McDowell, still at large as of this hour. This morning, as of right now, a heavy police presence in the Sandy Ford Road area in U.S. 301. The sheriff's office is going to be collecting evidence for an undetermined amount of time, they tell us. CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News Jax's Kristen Rary continues our team coverage in Callahan.
Over 15 law enforcement agencies continue the search effort, and community members are doing what they can.
And I was in law enforcement for 32 years. I've done those traffic stops where 1 minute it goes from a simple traffic stop to, you know, bullets flying. I thought I would come out and see if I could pick up any kind of a feeling.
They want to help law enforcement as they work around the clock.
People have been supplying food, bug repellent. They've been volunteering to feed them, bring them anything they need.
The reward for information leading to McDowell's arrest now exceeds $50,000. We have multiple photos and a full description of him in the 104.5 WOKV.
The reward for information leading to the arrest of Patrick McDowell has grown to $54,000 as the search for McDowell continues now for a fourth day. The Nassau County Sheriff's Office says McDowell could still be in the northeast Florida area. McDowell is accused of shooting Nassau County Sheriff's Deputy Joshua Moyers, who died on Sunday.
And our other top local story, a procession for fallen Deputy Joshua Moyers, will start at 6 o'clock tonight.
The body will go to a funeral home in Fernandina Beach. Sheriff Bill Leeper says there are no funeral plans have been made for the fallen deputy, but did provide an update on the search for his killer.
We found articles that are attached to him, so we're processing those scenes.
Leeper says the search will continue throughout the night. Chase Bunker, 104.5 WOKV.
Our top local story, Patrick McDowell is in custody. He's the man accused of shooting Nassau County Deputy Joshua Moyers during a traffic stop last week, and then Moyers died over the weekend. Sheriff Bill Leeper says the five-day manhunt ended at a ballpark in the Callahan area where McDowell was surrounded in the concession stand area. Leeper says at that point, McDowell said he wanted to surrender.
I wish he would have gave us an opportunity to shoot him, but he didn't. He crawled out like a coward.
Leeper says McDowell had a Callahan soccer shirt on when he was captured, and they eventually found him in the bathrooms. They handcuffed him with the cuffs that used to belong to Deputy Moyers. Our top local story, the Nassau County Sheriff's Office made the announcement today that the community had been hoping for. Patrick McDowell has been arrested.
I first want to tell our community we got our man. It's a great day in Nassau County.
After 5 days of searching, Patrick McDowell was arrested at a baseball field in Callahan earlier this afternoon. McDowell had a t-shirt wrapped around his thigh after he suffered an injury from his first night of running. Sheriff Bill Leeper says the handcuffs of fallen Deputy Joshua Moyers were used to arrest McDowell. He's currently in the hospital getting treated. Reporting from Callahan, Chase Bunker, 104.5 WOKV.